"Sir Brendan has seen to it already, my lady," Theon replied, with a cocky smile. "A few more blackbirds, and we should have enough to bake a pie. I'll save you their feathers for a hat." She ought to have known that Brendan Blackfish would be well ahead of her. What have the Freys been doing while the Lannisters burn their fields and plunder their holdfasts? "There's been some fighting between Sir Adam's men and Lord Walder's," Thin answered. "Not a day's ride from here. We found two Lannister scouts feeding the crows, where the Freys had strung them up. Most of Lord Walder's strength remains massed at the Twins, though." That bore Walder Frey's seal beyond a doubt, Catelyn thought bitterly. Hold back, wait, watch. Take no risks unless forced to. "If he's been fighting the Lannisters, perhaps he does mean to hold his vows," Rob said. Catelyn was less encouraged. Defending his own lands is one thing, open battle against Lord Tywin quite another. Rob turned back to Theon Greyjoy. "Has the Blackfish found any other way across the Green Fork?" Theon shook his head. "The river's running high and fast. Sir Brendan says it can't be forded. Not this far north."